Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to another episode of The Optimistic USAs. I'm Shari.
And I'm Charisse.
And we are just two happily divorced women, heavy on the happy, who are real, real about life and other stuff that we said in our tagline. I'm awful, guys. I'm awful. I'm just terrible. But no, seriously, we are two happily divorced women who are optimistic about life, but real about love. And,
All right.
So thanks for joining us for another episode. We are going to kick it off, per usual, with our first segment, which is called I Do, I'm Done. And in this segment, Charisse and I share things that we've read, seen, thought about, heard that we're either down with and we are saying I do to, or we are really annoyed by and we're saying I'm done with. So I'm going to kick it off with, I'm going to kick it off with, and I don't know, because guess what, guys? I really don't have anything. I really don't. So I don't know if it's an I do or an I'm done.
you ain't done with nothing. You ain't like nothing or hate nothing this week.
Okay, look, now Charisse.
Right.
Okay, fine. Since Charisse is taking me there. I'm going to say I'm done to last week, which is easy because the week is over. So technically I am done with last week,
true.
But last week it was a rough one for me. And, I mentioned in the last episode that I was in a car accident. This week or last week, just trying to take care of everything for that was a lot. Dealing with my own emotions around the accident, especially because it wasn't my fault, and just it really messing up the plans that I had for last weekend. It just sucked. So, I mean, I'm going to say I'm done to last weekend, but I'm also going to say I do to letting myself feel my feels, because I do feel better. And I'm happy about that because, you know, it's one of those things where after I felt my feels, I realized that, I mean, it's out of my hands. You know, I can only do so much and that's it. I can't control everything. This is a struggle for me, mm-hmm. But that's neither here nor there on this podcast. So anywho.
Now that was good.
That's my
going to be blessed.
Okay, well, that's good, but that's my I don't know, I do, and I'm done for this week. Your turn, Charisse.
Okay, so this week, and I'm glad I'm saying I do this week because I've been on a I'm done roll for the past few weeks. So I'm saying I do to, I'm going to change it. From what I was thinking at first, but still kind of tie it in. Anyway, that's me thinking aloud, guys. Sorry. I'm saying I do to the glow up of people once they've broken up or divorced. And usually mostly it's women that you see that glow up in after a breakup. And what made me think of that is watching LaToya Luckett. I don't know if she's completed her divorce yet or if they're still just separated, but she's getting a divorce or has divorced her husband. And just watching her husband like, okay, you go, girl. She done dyed her hair blonde and she got her clothing line with Jay Boland. She's still doing acting. She just got like this major role on a show, I think on a drama on Fox, I think. And so she's just keeping it moving. You know, of course, I'm sure she had her moments behind the scenes that we didn't see, where she was feeling bad about her breakup or whatever, but it's good to see her just keeping everything moving and living her best life, raising her kids, getting her career on. So I love to see it. I love to see the glow up. Because me and Shari, especially, I think I had a huge glow up.
Yes, you did. You know, we might have to post it on our Instagram, like how it started versus how it's going.
Yes. Because when I look back at pictures from when I was married, I was young. I got married at 18, divorced at like 26, and I look younger now.
Yeah, you looked a little matronly back in the day.
Man, the glow up is something real, okay? And thank God for it.
Yeah, I love to see it too, you know? Because, like you said, we don't know what people go through behind the scenes. We know what we went through, and just based off of that, we know how difficult it is. So to be able to get to a point where you've kind of come through, and not to say that it's totally over, because I think depending on when your divorce was, you still have moments, you know, and sometimes it can hit you unexpectedly where you're kind of like sad, or you think about something, you hear a song that maybe, you know, reminds you of the person, or a special moment or time with the both of y'all. So things can kind of come up, you know, at different times. But yeah, seeing the overall glow up of people and them kind of coming back to themselves, are really a better version of themselves, is great.
And it's what's funny about that is, if you watch people's social media, they don't always have to even mention that they've broken up or they're getting a divorce or whatever. You see the subtle changes, and you see them out having fun. You see the haircut, you see the hair color change, you see the weight loss, you see the style changing. Like, you just see it like, oh, okay, I see you.
Something is happening. Yeah. Something is brewing themselves over there. Yeah. A new you is on the way.
It's funny because I saw a meme. I can't remember who was in the meme, but on one side, let's just say it's Nia Long. So it was Nia Long looking, I'm going to use Halle Berry because I know Halle Berry was looking busted in like Losing Isaiah. So you'll see like a Losing Isaiah Halle, and it says when she was in the relationship, and then you'll see like a fierce Halle, and then it says after the relationship. And that's how it be.
That's exactly how it be. Hey, I'm here for it. I am here for it. So for anyone who is going through right now a difficult time, you know, going through divorce, it does get better. It does. And you're going to look at this time, and, you know, once you're on the other side, you're going to see how you were and see how you are now, see all the changes that you have made. And girl, you're going to look up one day and you're going to be like, child, first of all, I made it. Second of all, I'm fine AF.
I don't look like what I've been through.
All right, praise him. All right, and on that note, we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Optimistic Divorcees Podcast. If you have topic suggestions or would like to be a guest, send us an email at theoptimisticdivorceespodcast@gmail.com. And if you're not already, make sure to follow us online at The Opt Divorcees on Instagram and The Optimistic Divorcees on Facebook. To sign up for our email list,
use the link in our Instagram bio or check out the show notes.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Welcome back to the podcast. We don't have any guests today. Yay! It's just me and Shari hanging out, talking about some things. And today we're just going to kind of talk about some hot topics in the pop culture news about relationships and things. So the first thing we're going to talk about is Kimye. I guess they're not Kimye anymore, huh?
No, they're individuals. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Oh, man. So they're getting a divorce. How many people are surprised at that? I guess not you, Shari.
Oh. Mm-mm.
I was really rooting for them, though. I was actually rooting for them. I was rooting for you, Kim.
That's exactly rooting for you. That's why I was laughing right there. I knew it was coming.
Because I thought they were really in love, you know? I thought they had found their people. But anyway, so they're getting a divorce, and a clip from Keeping Up with the Kardashians was on the Shade Room where Kim is crying. You know how she does. Oh, poor Kimmy. She's crying. This being... I shouldn't make fun of her, you know, sadness, but, you know, anyway, I was about to go on a whole nother tangent. So she's crying about this being her third failed marriage, and she's just saying how she feels like a loser because of it. And I feel her on that. Because you can certainly, I mean, I've only been through one marriage, but I can imagine how it would feel to do it multiple times and it not work out.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like a loser/failure after my divorce. And it wasn't even my fault that we were on the road to divorce. You know, I mean, We got divorced because of something he did, not me. Not to say that I didn't play a part. I'm sure I can't even get my words out because I'm like, am I lying? Because I really didn't do it.
Oh my God.
Like, is that correct? Is that accurate? No, I'm not going to take that. I didn't do anything. So, but I think for me, I just remember feeling that way and feeling embarrassed and all of that. So like you said, Charisse, I can imagine like after two previously or prior failed marriages, feeling like, oh my God, you know, here I am again, basically losing your love in this situation.
For the whole world to see.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. I was not sure how long their marriage was going to last. To be honest, it lasted longer than I thought that it would. I thought that they would be on the road to like a long-lasting marriage, really, because even with his mental health issues, she was sticking by him. You know, she seemed to be very supportive of him. I know that it was difficult for her, but to me, that was a sign like, oh, you know, she's in here for the long run. You know, she's really going to try to stick this marriage through and really, you know, be in it. So, I mean, it is unfortunate. I hate to hear about anybody getting divorced, you know, even though she's a Kardashian and the Kardashians kind of annoy me, but hey, I wish her the best.
Yeah, and I do commend her for sticking it out as long as she did with Kanye. Mm-hmm. We don't know again, we don't know everything that was going on in their marriage, but I do know that it's difficult to live with and deal with anybody who has a mental illness, especially mm-hmm. if it's not being maintained or cared for as it should.
Yeah. So, and can you imagine?
So God bless them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine, like, to your point, you're not only dealing with someone that you love who has a mental health issue, but you're both celebrities. So now you have all of these eyes on you. They're watching every move that you make, the both of you. And then you're on TV. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, you look at the marriages on reality TV that have failed because they're on camera and playing out in real life. So there's so many things that kind of were in play with that too, that can just mm-hmm. really make it even more difficult.
Yeah.
In that type
and
of situation.
I just think it's hard to be a celebrity and have a relationship, period.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. That's why I think, like, at first when Beyonce and Jay-Z got together, how super, like, dumb, crazy private they were. Mm-hmm. Because they're like, look, we want to keep this thing together.
Yeah.
We don't need everybody in our business. I don't care how crazy you think it is.
Right. And then when it gets crazy and then our business gets out, we're going to make money off of it. I'm going to create an album going off on your silly ass. And then you can create your album. You can create your album of forgiveness towards me. And hey, now let's continue taking over the world. Okay. We've killed two birds with one stone. We've saved our marriage and we've made a dish ton of money. In the process. If you're going to do it like that.
Right. But I wonder if they still would have done that if that incident hadn't happened in the elevator when Solange was whooping Jay-Z's tail.
Now, that's a good point. I doubt it because they're so private. So, yeah, they wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But they monetize that whole situation. And if that's not smart marketing and branding, I don't know what is.
Tune in to the Faith Over Everything podcast, which covers literally everything, whether it's pop culture, religion, politics, relationships, fashion and beauty, entertainment, Black culture. We are talking about it all. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode available for your listening pleasure on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, you name it. Also, feel free to follow us on the following pages. Instagram is faithovereverything_podcast, or on Facebook, the page is Faith Over Everything. Thank you for tuning in.
Now we're going to move on to a topic that it's pretty late, but guess what? We're going to talk about it right now because we didn't get a chance to talk about it on the podcast. I'm actually surprised that it didn't come up in our I Do, I'm Done segment. But I'm talking about Porsha and Simon. So, of course, again, this is old news. But first of all, can I just say that when I heard about it, I was just like, okay. Like, I didn't really care.
Yep.
You know? I didn't care. And people were posting about it and talking about it for days on end. And I was just like, make it stop already. I was just over it. Like, who cares?
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah,
people are still posting about it. Are you not seeing the newest developments?
Girl, no. I haven't really been on Instagram this week because I've been sick of people. So what's happening now?
That's why when you were introducing this part, I'm like, what do you mean is old news? It came out a while ago, but it's still relevant. So,
well, listen here. Teach me something, okay? Because clearly I have no idea what's going on. What's the new?
Okay. So a couple things. So I saw Porsha post a picture. I don't know if they're on vacation somewhere or if they were just hanging out on the beach somewhere, whatever. It's her and her little girl and his daughter. I'm like, is this Fallon's daughter?
Oh.
So she's posing all smiley. All of them have on red swimsuits or whatever. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know. If I were Fallon, I don't know how I would feel about that. You already got my man. Don't be putting my kids in no pictures and stuff. At least not yet. Come on.
Right, exactly.
Then the other thing is Fallon has an interview coming out with some YouTube guy. He has some show on YouTube, and she has an exclusive interview coming out with him on the 10th of June where she will be addressing everything.
Again, who cares? I really don't care. Oh, there's more. Okay.
Then, so Simon, now what's funny about this is I didn't even watch last season of Real Housewives.
And I did, because if y'all know me, y'all know I love all the Real Housewives franchises except New Jersey. But continue.
But when I saw this story, man, it was juicy and interesting to me. So I've been following it. I don't like drama in my life, but I like to watch other people's drama.
Yeah, which is why I'm always watching the Real Housewives. I totally get that. Totally. But I don't know why I was just so like, I don't care about this whole Portia and Simon thing. I think the one thing that I really thought about the whole situation was how Fallon was saying that Portia was her friend, and Portia later on was like, we weren't really friends. But in the last season of The Real Housewives, Fallon invited Portia over to her home with her and Simon. So I'm like, y'all have some type of relationship. And for me, I just don't like the idea of someone that is supposed to be a friend. I don't like the idea of now you're with my ex-husband. So,
yeah,
you know, it's like, girl, really? That's the only thing for me.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to say, that Simon was saying that Fallon cheated first. So he's trying to say that that's the reason he filed for divorce and ended up with Portia, because she cheated first. Like, but out of all the women in the world, that's who you had to end up with?
Yeah. That part too. I just think the whole thing is shady. And maybe that's why I was like, you know, I don't care, I'm over it, because I thought it was so shady. Like, I would never do something like that to someone that was even I remotely considered my friend. You know what I mean? I just, and I know I like to say never, but I truly can't see myself doing that, because I just think that that's some shiesty stuff. That's some shiesty behavior.
And to me, it's gross. Like, you were just sticking it to my friend or acquaintance or whatever. Like, I don't want anybody's leftovers in any capacity, especially like that, like, ugh, gross. I don't care how knocked off my feet in love I am. And I'm saying that now, like you said, never say never, because you just never know. But the way I feel now, I just really don't think that would be a move that I would make.
Yeah, agree. Like, you know, I am a pretty loyal person. So if I consider you my friend, and even if I don't consider you my friend, but say, for example, like your group of friends, right? Like, I don't consider them like, oh, like they're my friends. Like, some of them, yes, they are. But, you know, some other friends that, like, the ones that you went to high school with that I know but don't really know, I know them, and I wouldn't be trying to get with, like, their husbands. You know what I mean? Exactly. But they became, I just wouldn't do that, just because I still, like, it's too close It's too close.
Yeah.
You know?
Too close for comfort.
Too close for comfort, but hey. Portia, apparently, she doesn't care. She's out here. And if we want to talk about marriages that probably are going to fail, that this is another one. So on that
note. Oh, and you know she got his middle name tattooed on her neck.
And she's a middle fool.
Tattooed his name so you know it's real.
Girl, I can't. I really can't. That's just dumb. Yeah. And, I mean, and
crazy.
Who knows? 2 weeks from now, she could be back up in Dennis's face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But who are me? What do I know?
Who are me to judge?
Hi, yay, yay. Okay. Do you want to introduce the next one?
The next hot topic on the list is Jenny from the Block. Don't be fooled by the rocks that she got. She's just Jenny from the Block, who has been around the block and back a few times.
Okay, she's been on that bus route. I don't know how long. Been on the six.
That was so good, Sherry. I hope people get that. I hope people get it.
If they like J-Lo, then they will.
And
we're such nerds.
I know, right? So.
I don't care.
I don't even really know how I feel about it. It's like, I mean, do you, girl? If
okay.
You feel like you can't be by yourself and you want to dip back and be Bennifer or whatever, hey, have at it. Shoot, he was there waiting on you. You might as well. I ain't got no man I can dip back to, you know?
I'm sure you do. I'm sure if you reached out, they would respond. They'd be right there. At least one or two.
I mean, for something meaningful.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say. I was going to say, you reach out, they'll come touch. But hey, you know, I don't want to put your business out there. But back to Jennifer. So what I was gonna say about this is I was slightly like annoyed, like, girl, what? You legit just got out of an engagement with A-Rod like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And now today you're kicking it with Ben Affleck, your former boo. Like you said, hey, at the end of the day, she can do whatever it is she wants to do. But honestly, I always think about the kids in situations like this. You know, like, yes, she can do what she wants to do, but I just wonder, what kind of example are you setting for your children? You were just with this man and engaged to him, and now you're like just traipsing around the world with your former boo. I don't know. It just.
But I mean, so what kind of example is that? Is it that, okay, I wasn't cheating on anybody when I was with them, and now I'm moving on and I found a new love?
I think because it goes back to what you said, where you literally just moved on. And there's nothing wrong with moving on. However, we know with Jennifer Lopez that it seems like as soon as she's out of one relationship, she's literally knocking on the door of another one. And maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe that's part of the reason that she hasn't had any sustaining relationships, because she hasn't really had the time or taken the time to kind of sit with herself before jumping into another relationship. I mean, I don't know. I don't have Jenny's number. I can't call her and have this conversation with her. You know what I mean? She maybe she has had these deep down conversations with herself. I don't know. But I'm just saying that's how I kind of take it, just being the outsider looking in.
But I get what you're saying, like about the kids, because to me, it's important that I don't have, I mean, it don't matter now, he's 19, but it was important to me that I didn't have all types of different men around my son. Like, he's never been around anybody I quote unquote dated. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, he was around a lot of different women that his father dated. So mm-hmm. people just parent a different way. To me, the best way is not to have so many different people around your child, because they're so impressionable and mm-hmm. they get attached to people. Then you don't end up with them, and you know mm-hmm. they're going through a breakup just like you.
Exactly.
That's how I feel, but apparently some people don't feel like that.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing too. Like, I just wonder how it affects the child, because to your point again, we know just based off of what we've seen and heard, when they were on TV doing interviews together, that her kids had a really great relationship with his children. Like, they were tight, you know? And so now, not to have that same type of relationship with someone that they thought would be their stepfather, and to have the close proximity to his children, and now here you are with someone else, and maybe her children haven't even met Ben. I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know the situation, but I just always think of how does this affect the children involved.
Yeah, and I think that's a legitimate concern. But on the other part of it, as far as her jumping in and out of relationships, men do it all the time.
That's true. And how is that working for them?
Shoot. I mean, it don't seem, deep down, like there may be issues, but they seem to be having the time of their lives, living their best life. Like, okay, I'm finished with her. Let me go to her. Keep it moving. Okay. I'm living my best life. That's what it looks like.
Well, hey, again, like I said earlier, who are me, huh? I don't know. I don't know these people. I really don't know their situations. It is fun to talk about, though.
But look, my ex told me, when he was going into his third marriage, I'm gonna keep doing this until I get it right. So, hey, I imagine that must be a lot of people's mindset. I'm gonna just keep doing it till I get it right.
But can you keep doing it with some breaks in between, though, so that you can find out maybe like there's some kind of commonality that you need to find among the women or the men that you're choosing, that maybe they aren't right for you? There's some traits, some characteristics, some flaws, some something. And maybe there's something about you too that you need to sit down and work on before you keep rolling into another relationship. But hey, what do I know?
You would think at some point that a person would stop, like, okay, let me just reflect and assess the situation and see if there's anything I need to do differently so I won't end up back in the same
situation.
Or some of them might just be like, look, it is what it is. I'm out here. I love her right now, but I might love somebody else later, and that's just how I want to live my life.
But you know what? Even in that, it's like, I feel sorry for the next person that becomes, his or her next. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I personally would want someone who has taken the time, like you said, to sit and reflect and figure out some things about myself. You know what I mean? Don't come over here with baggage from your last three ex-wives. Don't bring that over here. Figure that ish out.
Yeah.
Figure out why that happened with each of those. Maybe, again, there's some kind of correlation. figure out what's going on with you and what you need to work out within yourself, what you brought, you know, into the relationship that maybe wasn't serving the relationship, what you can take into the next relationship that you, you know, have maybe changed. Because that's the thing. You're taking the same person into the next situation. The same you. You haven't changed.
Yep.
But you're recycling the people, now, but you're the constant. You got now, all these variables and you're people, the constant.
Right. Regular people like us may be tricked because we're not in the spotlight and in, you know, out in the world for everybody to see. So we might be tricked into thinking that this person has it all together and that they're ready for a relationship because they might not share what they've gone through previously. So we can be fooled a little bit. But these people that's with like a J-Lo and a Diddy and a Future and all these people, you see exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. You see the timeline. You see what they've been up to. So I really don't feel sorry for them. Because you see, you're going into this with eyes wide open. But I mean, maybe they're good at fooling people too.
Maybe. Again, God bless.
Right. When it comes down to it.
Right. When it comes down to it, God bless. And they grown. They can do what they want to do. And we don't know the situation. So speaking of us not knowing the situation, let's talk about Blair Underwood and his wife. The news broke last week that he and his wife were getting a divorce after 25 years. And
27.
Oh, 27 years. Okay. And again, I was really, you know, saddened to hear that because, man, like, they've been together for so long. And I was telling Cherise, like, I remember when they got married because their wedding was in Ebony magazine. So,
okay, so for you youngsters who don't know what Ebony or who Blair Underwood is, Ebony is an iconic black magazine that your mom and them used to get every, what, was it every week?
Was it every week? I think it was every week.
Or every month. No, Jet it was every was month. Every week.
Yeah, Jet was every week. Yeah. And Ebony was every month. Jet,
exactly. So we used to get those every month, and all the black news was in the Ebony magazine. And Mr. Blair Underwood was the fine. He's what made dark skin in, I believe. What you think?
He probably did. He probably had something to do with it.
Yeah. And if you've ever heard your parents talk about Set It Off,
let's run it back. Because before Set It Off, there was L.A. Law. That's, okay, oh, he was on L.A. Law. And that's where I knew him from.
Oh, man, you took it way, way back.
I took it back.
He was probably on a
soap opera like before then.
A soap opera, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we didn't watch soaps in my house, so I don't know what soap opera he was on or might have been on. I'm sure Charisse is Googling it as we speak.
No, I'm looking at L.A. Law.
Okay. But yes, I knew him from L.A. Law. And I just, oh my goodness, I had such a crush on him. He was so handsome. And the good news is he still is. He still got it.
Yes.
So while I was upset that Blair Underwood and his wife were getting a divorce, on the other hand, I was like, oh, he's back on the market. Like, I got a shot.
Let me go find his number.
Hey, let me go find me something to wear so I can fly to LA real quick.
Blair, you back, boo?
I hear you on the market. As our friend was saying, mm-hmm.
Right.
But no, seriously, when I heard about them getting divorced, the first thing that came to mind was like, what is it that after 27 years of marriage, you're like, I don't want to be married to this person anymore? Like,
yeah.
What is that about? I guess like you could be going into different directions. I don't know. But that's the first thing that I thought of, honestly, when I heard that they were getting divorced. Like, why? What happened? Desiree girl, call me and tell me what happened.
Not Desiree girl.
call me girl. I want to know what happened. Like, why after 27 years y'all decided to get a divorce?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I'm Dana, aka DanaMike781 across the social medias, and I am here to tell you about my podcast that is currently streaming on your favorite listening platform. It's called This Should Be in a Book. People often tell me that the things I say should be in a book, but I didn't want to write a book. So I decided to release my knowledge podcast style. New episodes are available every Monday, and you'll be able to listen to my insight on this thing called life, 3 points into poem style, minus the poem. So after you finish listening to this podcast, head on over to This Should Be in a Book to listen and subscribe. Hope you enjoy.
Charisse, you said that it could have been some things earlier, but they were just waiting until the kids were grown.
When I read the statement that he released, it kind of seems like, because they mentioned something about their kids, I don't know, being out the house, something, something in that statement triggered that thought, like maybe they were just waiting for their kids to grow up and be established, and then they would feel comfortable to let it go. Because he also said that they're still going to be the best of friends and all that. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just really want to understand that. I mean, I haven't made it 25 years of marriage, so I don't know. Like, I literally am. I'm literally sitting here trying to think, like, what could happen after that amount of time where somebody is just like, I don't want to be in this anymore. You know, maybe it could be some things where she felt like she wasn't able to get what she needed from the marriage. And like you said, now, you know, her children are older and she's done the mothering, and now she can kind of do what she feels like she needs to do for herself. Maybe they kind of fell out of love with one another over the years. I don't know. But
just grew apart.
Yeah. And
maybe they just got the courage to let it go and stop working at it. Like, okay, we've known this hasn't been working for a while. So let's just, we're still fairly young-ish. Let's just try to live the rest of our lives out in a happy place, and our happy place cannot be together.
Like, you know what? Okay, so now, kind of piggybacking off of that, I told Charisse a story that I was told about a 70-year-old woman who, after 50-plus years of marriage, decided that she wanted a divorce from her husband at 70. And she was actually a relative of mine, is a realtor. And so she met the 70-year-old woman. She met the 70-year-old woman, and she was telling her that, yeah, you know, my husband and I have been married for 50-plus years. And I've decided that I want to get a divorce. And so she was looking for her own place, looking for an apartment so that she could move out and start her life. And she basically was like, I didn't want to waste any more of my life being miserable. So she was like, regardless of the age that I am, I'm still here and I want to be happy and I'm going to move towards my happiness. So, I mean, with that, I was like, well, good for her. I mean, I feel like just because you've been married for 50 plus years doesn't mean you have to stay in misery. I guess at some point you feel like you figure out, hey, this isn't for me. I'm still alive and kicking. I can still, you know, have happiness and enjoy my life. And so that's what I'm going to do. So, I mean, I guess I'm saying all that to say that maybe it's good that after 25 years, that's what they realized. And so she still can, you know, both of them can live the life that they want to live and be happy. Because clearly they weren't happy together anymore.
Yeah. As long as you're alive and kicking, it's never too late. We always say how it's never too late to do anything, to find love, to go to school, to try a new career. So it's never too late to get a divorce and move on and be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Because, I mean, when you think about it, a lot of times I shouldn't say no one like so like matter of fact, but most people don't come to the conclusion of getting a divorce easily. It's something that you think about, you know, for a period of time before you're really ready to like act on it. And so, you know, to have, who knows how long either of them, Blair's wife, Blair, or this 70-year-old woman have been unhappy, you know, and finally got to the point where they're like, listen, I can't do this anymore. It's not worth it. And I'm ready to find some joy in my life.
Yeah. The only thing about that is, although it's never too late, it's still better to figure things out earlier on. Because I thought being married 8 years was a long time when I knew I should have let it go years prior.
Yeah. But
so I really can't imagine being miserable in a relationship for double digit years, almost three decades. And then you decide to let it go. Like I can imagine feeling like, man, I just wasted all this time.
Yeah. But you know what? Popped in my head is times were so different. I'm thinking of the 70-year-old, right? So back in the day for her, like marriage was security, you know? And if you were got divorced, it was like, woo, you know, it was like taboo, or, you know, you better stay with that good man regardless of what he's doing. That good man could have 20 kids that live on the same block. And people are going to tell you, you better stay with him. He's a good man. He providing. He still put food on the table. He going to work every day. So maybe she had to contend with those thoughts and get past those thoughts. You know what I mean? I don't know. This is all speculation. But I can just imagine like that being kind of like the era that she was in, you know. And so maybe that's why she stayed longer than she should have.
You know what? I actually have, and I don't know why I didn't think of this before, I have a close family member who was with their spouse. You know what? I'm not about to do this because they don't listen to this podcast anyway. So my uncle.
Let's get into it.
Come on, everybody. Let's go there.
Ain't nobody going to hear this. So my uncle was with his wife for 50 plus years. And he had other children and everything during their marriage, but they stuck it out, stayed together, and they divorced after 50 something years.
Really?
And I was absolutely shocked to find that out. And I don't think it was her who initiated it. It was him.
Shut up.
Now, I don't know. There might have been some indiscretion on her part too over the years, but I was still shocked to know that it was him who initiated it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's they decided to call it quits after 50 something years, and I just thought that was so like,
It is.
Like you said, they got tired of being. Tired of being sick and tired. So they like, I'm still alive. I'm still here. Let me move on.
Let's go ahead and call it what it is, a divorce.
Oh, my divorce.
All right. Well, thanks so much for tuning in to our relationship TED Talk.
I think
think that was a fun little change of pace to just talk about some hot topics and give our two cents. Maybe this is something we can do every blue moon, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm down with it. I think it's always good to talk about what's going on in the world and in the internet and in social medias, right, and in the real life of people, reality show stars, movie stars, celebrities,
movie stars, swimming pools, movie stars.
Oh my gosh. Auntie Hugh. Thanks, guys, for tuning in this week. We really appreciate it. If you would like to catch up with us on social media, feel free. You can find us at The Opt Divorcees on Instagram. That's TheOptDivorcees. Woo, that's a lot. And you can also find me at Shari Lachelle on Instagram.
And you can find me at All Naturelle.
Yes, and we'll put this. Yeah, we'll put this all in the show notes because, guys, we just didn't feel like spelling it out today. But on that note, stay optimistic, and we will see you next week.
Oh, wait.
What?
It's something I was supposed to say during the I Do, I'm Done segment, y'all. I do, too. Being a Gemini, it's about to be my birthday. Happy birthday to me. What you say? Right.
That's the air horn for your birthday.
Yes, so happy birthday to me. I do to being a Gemini. Forget all you haters. Okay, now, goodbye.
Obviously, you sound like Dante. What's his name?
Antoine Dotson.
Yes, Antoine Dotson. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. We're out of here, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Optimistic about life. Real about through it, hard times in love, I admit it.